This is Robert.
This is Greg. We got into Finland on Thursday afternoon. We were met at the airport by Hanu, one of our two connections, contacts, friends over here in Finland, because Kale had come down with a pretty strong medical emergency where he was stuck in the hospital thinking that he may not even ever get out. And so we immediately contacted some of you intercessors. People here, intercessors here were contacted. People began praying, and the next day he had made a miraculous recovery. But the doctor still didn't want to let him go for observance for another 2 or 3 days. But it looks like today, Monday, he has just been released from the hospital, and he's going to be heading here towards Estonia where we are right now. We had a great meeting in Kuvala when we first got into Finland on a Friday evening, place that we had been connected to on our last trip, and it was a great meeting. In fact, 70% of the people had come from places around because they heard we're going to be there that weren't even members of their congregation. That was a great sign, and God really touched them because of the hunger that they displayed. We had deliverances and healings and a lot of words for the people. It was great.
We were given that night, after we were done in the church in Finland, we were given this place to stay in a way out in the woods, Lutheran church place, kind of a camp where the people come. It was a great facility, and we were given this beautiful place to stay, and afterwards we saw this conference room. And we were asked if we might be interested in doing a conference in the near future, which is a very good sign, to talk about the things in the prophetic realm. And it looked like a place that I had been many, many years ago in 1989. Then we got on the ferry the next day. We crossed over into Estonia. And then we came to the city of Narva, which is where we're at now, and yesterday we were in another city nearby where we were received very well, and that night we were speaking in Narva, and we were received very well there, and God did some very miraculous things among the people. The pastors had received us, and good things are happening, and we really appreciate your prayers, because we know that Kale's going to be joining us very, very soon, and that will be completing this team. We've been provided for with a house where the family also lives in Seattle, Washington, and most of the family had just left, leaving this whole house totally open for us, each having a bed and a place to stay this particular time in this city. What a miraculous thing that God is doing. Thank you, Jesus.
As most of you know, Estonia, where we are right now, is an ex-communist country. In fact, Russia is right across the river from us. In fact, we look out our window across at the guard towers in Russia. There's some definitely authoritarian control issues here with the churches, but we are addressing some of those issues in the messages. But the people have been very kind, received us very well. We will be going into Latvia this next weekend. So continue praying for us and for Kale, for his continued health, and just that the Lord leads us into everything that we should do while we're here and keeps touching the people.
We're very grateful for your prayers. And we have some more time here, and keep pushing for us. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.